Now, as also mentioned at the start of the interview, you are also a visiting lecturer at Heriot-Watt University. Do you believe that there is a skills shortage in the architecture industry at the moment, especially in relation to BIM?
Well, I think we do need to consider new skills. We need to consider new processes and maybe develop strategies around emerging technologies that will help us work as this integrated team. I think the education system itself has been distinctly removed from professional practice, and a lot of courses have been developed to fill like an interim skills gap. But you know, there is a big conundrum, Jack. I mean, if you think back to the most in-demand jobs today, say, you know, an app developer. That role probably didn't even exist 10 to 15 years ago. So the conundrum is, how do we prepare our students for roles that don't yet exist using technology that's yet to be invented and to solve a problem that we don't yet know is a problem? There's a lot to factor there. I don't think it's a case of just saying, is there a BIM skills shortage? We need to look at that bigger picture.
Now, another bigger picture, because BIM can be used for so many different things, as we discussed. You're also a big advocate for using BIM to aid health and safety operations. What is it about utilising BIM in this particular field that interests you so much?
I co-wrote a book earlier in the year, BIM for Construction, Health and Safety, with my colleague Roland Finch. We talk about BIM for efficiency gains, for reductions in costs and carbon, but we don't really talk about it in a way that's making assets safer. Essentially, you can't put a price on a human life. When you consider how important the construction industry is for our economy, and then you consider how dangerous that industry is, I'm really interested to see how the concepts of BIM and health and safety can come together to make a safer construction environment.
Now, finally, before the quickfire crunch time questions come flying at you, I want to know a bit more about your upcoming book, BIM for Dummies. Now, essentially, the book is going to be like kind of like a beginner's guide to BIM, isn't it?
It is, yes. So it's not just myself. I've got two other great co-authors, my colleague Paul Swaddle and also David Phelps, who I'm sure your listeners know. So yeah, it's a reference book that's intended to present BIM in a non-intimidating, jargon-free way. So you've probably seen the For Dummies brand. It's the world's best-selling reference brand. So it's those yellow and black books. But I think the significance of this is that BIM has now officially moved into the mainstream. And I think it's also interesting that the publisher has approached some authors over in the UK to write a book, which is going to be marketed not just in the UK, but also in the States and further afield.
Absolutely. Well, I think it sounds like a dream team are behind that project. And it's going to be great that it's going to go global, because BIM is not going away. It's going to be adopted everywhere, hopefully mandated elsewhere, and with the UK being at the forefront, it's great that some authors from the UK are going to be a part of it. So, Stefan, it's been a thoroughly interesting time talking to you today. You've been a great guest so far, and thankfully, the interview is far from over, because it is now time for listeners to get to know you personally, in addition to having just learned more about your career. If you're ready, it's time for the crunch time questions.
Okay, let's go.
Let's do it. Quick fire, 2 minutes on the clock starts right now. What is the only TV show that you couldn't live without?
Oh, Hannibal. I think it's finished now, but I really enjoyed that.
Season 3, I think, is coming up soon. So I'll just
Is it?
start,
Oh,
perhaps.
excellent.
You've got more on the way. What is your biggest phobia?
Oh, a fear of losing train tickets. I've done that a couple of times.
I thought you might actually say being eaten, and that might have linked to the first one, but alas, never mind. What is your claim to fame?
Oh, I had a short-lived acting career, so I was a star of the HPI advert. So if you Google Stefan and HPI, if you want to laugh and check out my now famous head shake.
Wow, okay, you're on to adverts, nice. If you were to cook someone a meal that you make best, what would it be and why?
Oh, I don't cook. I rather assemble food, and I'm a bit of a one-trick pony, so probably chicken fajitas.
Oh, fajitas, nice. Name the two objects you take with you on a desert island.
Duct tape and a knife. You probably do most things with that. Get me by.
Okay, that's pretty awesome. What is your favourite song of all time?
Oh, it's got to be MJ and Billie Jean. So Wembley 92, I was there, Jack.
Yes, my favourite singer is Michael Jackson, so Air 5 right there. I think Billie Jean's a bit overplayed, but you saw him
Still a
live,
classic.
so yeah, it is a classic, you're right. What are some of your favourite websites to visit?
Oh, I use an app called Dig, so it's more of a collection of science and tech websites, and I like that because I find websites that I wouldn't necessarily come across.
Hence the name, I guess.
Yes.
Nice cheeky plug for them. And finally, which actor would you choose to play yourself in a film of your life?
Ooh, I would like to think Brad Pitt, but I think it's more realistically going to be Danny DeVito or someone like that.
Danny DeVito, nice. We've actually still got 5 seconds on the clock, believe it or not. So
Wait.
well done, Stefan. You've bossed this episode of Crunch Time, definitely.
Excellent.
And the timer is up. So, Stefan, we've learned about you professionally and personally now. For people who want to know a bit more about you and the work that you do at MBS, where can they find you online and on social media?
So if you want to find more information about the BIM Toolkit, go to the mbs.com. You can get me on Twitter at Stefan Mordew NBS.
Brilliant. Well, Stefan, it's been an absolutely fantastic edition of Crunch Time. Listeners, make sure you stay tuned for 2 weeks' time where we'll have another edition of Crunch Time.